So impacted county leaders supported it, businesses supported it, legislators supported it, and that's why it passed. And since the pipeline does not go through reservation land, we didn't consult with the tribal leadership before the legislation was introduced. There was not going to be an impact on the tribes or their lands, and previous situations have shown that protests that create extraordinary costs often happen near the pipeline route. So we knew tribal governments shouldn't have any extraordinary costs because the pipeline wasn't going through the reservations or tribal lands. So tribal leadership had the opportunity to influence the legislation once it was introduced, just like every other South Dakotan, and they came to peer and they did testify. And in my view, the process worked. Every voice was in fact heard. And I understand that not everyone, including tribal leadership, is going to agree with the approach that was taken, but that's okay. That's the way our system of government works.